Hello, everyone. Well, I guess it's what Christmas is about 9 days away now. So, of course, next week has to be Christmas week. And the week after that has to be New Year's week. So this week is Rabbit Week, which I guess is good because rabbits eat carrots, which was last week. So this week is Rabbit Week. And I think that animal is kind of a metaphor for what I'm going to talk about on this episode of the new blather. Three things I want to talk about. Sort of. I don't really want to, but I feel that I have to. The first thing is, if you'll notice, right up in the corner of the blog, I have a new picture there of me. And that was made with a website called BeFunky.com. And there's a link to it in the post. Basically, it's a website. You can go there, upload a picture, and it'll kind of cartoonize it for you. I had been trying to do that. If you saw like a few posts down, I had been trying to do that myself. And it doesn't do a bad job. I think it certainly looks better than anything I could come up with. But it still doesn't... I still don't think it's as good as having like a real good Flash artist create one. But it's a lot of fun to play around with. And they're working on trying to do the same thing with videos, so you can cartoonize videos. But I was looking at the sample they have on their site, and it's not very good, you know. If you've ever seen the movie A Scanner Darkly, or that other movie that the same director did, Waking Life. Although Waking Life, the animation was kind of choppy. But in A Scanner Darkly, that had really good rotoscoping animation. Very good. Too bad the story wasn't really that great. But I really like that kind of style. And that's, you know, something computers... I don't think computers can do that kind of thing yet. You still need artists to kind of guide that process. But anyway, that's an interesting site if you want to upload a picture and play around with it and stuff. So I think I'm going to use that picture that I did with it. And then, of course, I, like, made it blue and stuff so it goes with the background and it's all, you know, one different shades of the same hue. Which I do that a lot, I guess. You know, it makes the colors go better instead of having a blue banner at the top and whatever. Anyway, the second thing, is I launched a new website called freedailymelody.com, and that's basically a website dedicated to a free... Basically, I have so many melodies that I've collected, that I've written through the years, and collected in my melody vault on my computer. I have a little folder that I was calling the melody vault, where I would just throw in melodies as I wrote, because, you know, it's... I write a lot of melodies, but I don't always have the time to, like, write them into pieces or to use them for anything, so I've been collecting them for a long time, so I have a bunch. But I don't... I'm sure I'm not going to use most of them, probably, just because there are so many, and every time I go to write a new piece, I end up writing mostly new melodies anyway, so... what I'm doing is I'm just going to release those all, or most of them. I don't know about all. If there's any ones that I really plan to use, I'll keep them for myself. But I'm just going to be releasing them into public domain at that website, freedailymelody.com. So every day, hopefully, if I can keep up the discipline of doing something like that every day, I'll be posting a new melody there every day. And it's got the picture of the melody, the, you know, the notes and stuff. And I'm kind of working it kind of like how a fake book is laid out, where it just has the notes of the melody and then it has the what chords that are I mean, you could always reharmonize it if you want, but the chords that I came up with are what I'm putting on there. So, you know, you can see the letters of the chord, like C, G, F, A minor, E minor, whatever. So that's up there. You can see the picture, and then you can listen to a MIDI of it or an MP3 of the melody. And so those are all in public domain, so anybody can do whatever they want with any of the melodies, you know, for commercial or non-commercial, you know, do whatever they want. Because, you know, that's what public domain is, not copyright at all. So that'll be fun, especially if I can keep that going. See how long I can keep that going, I guess. Because it'd be nice to have, like, a database of, you know, hundreds of melodies, hundreds of original melodies. Because who wants to go back and use, you know, classical melodies? You know, boring. You know, bunch of old dead people compose. Who wants to use melodies from a bunch of old dead people? Those classical people, they didn't know what they were composing at all. They were kind of, you know, they were in that age when people didn't know a whole lot. And they didn't have the internet, so they were all stupid. Because, you know, you can't really be that smart if you don't have access to Wikipedia. Anyway, so that's that site. And then lastly, I finished my waltz, finally, this morning. And I'm still not sure what to call it. I have a couple of names I'm thinking about. But I finished that this morning, and it sounds really good. Might be the best waltz I've ever written. And it's about 5.5 minutes... And so that'll be on my album, my 2009 album, which I'm not sure when it'll come out, sometime in 2009. Probably won't be finished till probably in the summer. I'm hoping before, let's see, February, March, April, maybe April, May? I'm hoping for May, probably. I hope, but who knows, that might not happen at all. But that is that, so I still have about, so that waltz is 5.5 minutes, and then I have another piece that's already over 10 minutes that I'm still working on. So that's 15 minutes, so I still have about 45 minutes to fill up. Oh boy, that'll be fun. Too bad I can't just, like, talk. Ooh, I know, I could just put some episodes of the new blather on the album. I guess that would make people angry, though. Because nobody wants to listen to this kind of stuff. Except for you, since you're listening, what are you doing? Okay. That's the episode. Thanks for listening. Have a Merry Christmas if I don't do another episode before Christmas. And have a Happy New Year if I don't do another episode before the New Year. See you later. Well, no, I won't. Because I can't see you. Who are you?